The subject of paid parking will return to council for debate on another day in Elliott Lake. Business owners and residents worry that charging for parking would cause more problems for businesses downtown that are struggling, says 17-year resident, George Dudgeon. On the other hand, not charging for parking downtown is causing problems for people who want to park there because people tend to leave their vehicles parked for a long time, says Cown. Norman Mann. On Monday, the Elliott Lake Bylaw and Planning Committee considered a staff report for downtown parking control. The committee concluded by approving a motion to allow the staff to move forward with further study, but for now, the committee is not moving it forward with council. The problems associated with long overstays at downtown street parking spots are longstanding. According to veteran Cown, Mann, this matter has been something that's been up for discussion now for going on 2 years. Acting Sow, Municipal Clerk Bray told the committee that direction on this matter would also be helpful for informing the planned revision of bylaws later this year. At the beginning of the meeting, Dudgeon expressed concern that the small businesses in the downtown are struggling. Dudgeon, who worked in parking enforcement in Toronto for 25 years, suggested against installing parking meters in the city at this time. Dudgeon later told Elliott Lake Today more about his concerns. My concerns about the small businesses in town are they're struggling enough after COVID trying to generate enough traffic through their store doors to pay their employee salaries, their water bill, their property taxes, and make a profit, he said. Pay parking would be putting barriers in front of people. The committee received a 10-minute teleconference presentation from McKay Meters Inc. followed by a Q&A. Two different types of equipment were proposed. The Tango parking meter system is a central print-a-ticket machine suitable for municipal parking lots. The MK Beacon handles one or two spaces and is more suitable for street parking. Using Ontario Avenue as a sample, a 5-year cost including the initial equipment purchase and installation was estimated at $83,528 for a Tango system or $46,947 for a MK Beacon meter system. The equipment is projected to last 8 to 10 years. Ontario Street has 33 parking spaces. McKay estimates the revenues collected from residents for parking and fines could be $82,368 annually. The self-monitoring systems require a response from enforcement only when an infraction occurs. Your enforcement does directly affect your collections. If you're not enforcing, people see that and know that if they get away with it today, they'll get away with it tomorrow, McKay told the committee. Enforcement is very important. The cost of enforcement is not included in the 5-year cost estimates. In a later discussion, Cown. Mann noted the proximity of free parking on the old mall site, commenting, "That's why I think some of the revenue projections might be skewed." Mann viewed the issue broadly, observing, "I guess really, it comes down to is, what are the parking issues downtown and how do we resolve them?" Later, he said, "I think this is a larger discussion. I'm happy it's before us today because I think it's something we need to continue discussing. I don't know if I'm convinced I have the answers to be comfortable to make a decision one way or the other," he added. While Cown. Merrill Seidel expressed appreciation to staff for bringing this matter to the committee level, he added, "I don't believe that this is the answer for parking in the downtown. Parking meters in a small town like Elliott Lake. It's not something I can support," Seidel said. "I know I don't wish to hinder any small businesses any more than what they're hindered right now." Cown. Rick Bull asked staff if parking overstays are a problem everywhere or if it is localized. Staff advised that Elizabeth Walk is experiencing problems frequently. Citing snow removal issues, negative effects on only some businesses, and expected additional parking issues when the arts building on Elizabeth Walk opens, Cown. Luke Morissette said, "I'm not sold on this at all." Elliott Lake residents still have time to speak to their councillors about this matter, and a few did so before the committee meeting. Acting Mayor Andrew Wannan told the committee, "I have not discussed this with too many people yet in the public. I know I've got a lot of emails on it, so I don't mind just putting it in first gear and slowing down a bit."